gentlemen, that completes our agenda. Let's, referring back to our public hearing. Our first public hearing was change of zone number 1713, Weller's Utility Trailers.
Gentlemen, if I could, before you make a motion on this, it came up a little bit about sort of the options, whether it could be a conditional use on a B1 or a C1's required. And I think, I know Mr. Abbott and Mr. Lank and I talked about this, and I think somebody said it during the meeting, they could do a conditional use under the B1, and Mr. Byard said, well, no, that catch-all doesn't apply because it's permitted somewhere else in another zoning district. So if it's permitted somewhere else, you shouldn't be able to use the catch-all, in this case, in the B1 for this. I guess because he's saying that the sales of trailers are specifically permitted in a commercial zone, so you shouldn't be able to kind of bootstrap your way into the B1 zone through that catch-all. That's just not how it's ever been interpreted before. I mean, if that's the case, we'd have never had multifamilies, you know, that were conditional uses under that catch-all in AR1 or different zoning districts. So I think the commission does have the flexibility to go, and I'm not saying you should do it or not, but you have that ability to go the conditional use route instead of the commercial zoning if you want.
If you went,
saying, if you guys,
you went way back, the courts decided the conditional use process was being abused, and we did a lot of rezonings. And then as years progressed, we started doing a lot of conditional uses again, and you're doing just what you said. If you went through the last year and looked at the conditional uses that we've done, they were related to uses that would have been permitted in a commercial district.
Yeah.
And the commercial district gets into the spot zoning issue because of where they're located. So you end up with a problem either way. Spot zoning is frowned upon by the courts also.
Right, that's a bigger problem,
that commercial,
really,
industrial type scenario.
But it is currently zoned to B1.
Currently zoned B1.
Already spot zoned.
Well, yeah, it is, right.
Yeah,
spot zoning has already been done. I mean, all you're talking about is changing classification.
And another thing would be that
evolution.
Yeah.
The Office of State Planning Coordination doesn't get all upset over CR1 zoning, like B1 zoning, because it doesn't provide for any density increase because the multifamily was taken out of it, of the CR1 zoning, unless you got a conditional use. So,
right. so we have had to go to,
we've had quite a few CR1s in the last year or so because the Office of State Planning Coordination didn't feel it was necessary to go through the plus process, because it was similar to B1, didn't have a density factor, just the uses that are permitted.
And like I said, I'm not trying to suggest it goes one way or another, but you know, it could have been led, you could have been led to believe that there was no option there, that was the, they had to go CR1 for this use, and they could go either way.
Yeah, but like I said, basically, we've had a lot of conditional uses that may have, should have been rezoning, but the option was a, and the preference was they'd be conditional because you could impose conditions.
Right.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, my motion for CZ 1713 Weller's Utility Trailers is for deferral at this time for commission to have some more time to dwell on this.
Second.
Moving second to defer action on the change of zone number 1713. Weller's Utility Trailers. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried.